Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9. We're looking at this woman with the ointment. We've seen how she didn't worry about other people. She did what she could, and she devoted herself to Christ. Now, in this discourse, I want to just probe a little more. What exactly did she do? Well, she spilt the anointed Christ with the ointment. Yes, let's look at it. She anointed Christ as if it was for his burial. Christ is explicit about this. Verse 8. This is what he says to her. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare me to prepare for my burial. I tell you, whenever the gospel is preached, this act of hers, this preparation for my burial, this connection with my death, will be preached. What she has done will be spoken of in memory of her. Now, whether or not she saw the full implications of this, I don't know. But she had this flask. It was precious ointment. Now, this is part of their culture. And she gave up this flask, which had been preserved within her family, she'd kept it, to save for burial rites. It was a most expensive item. We need to be clear about that. Verse 5. It could have been sold for more than a year's wages. That's what the people say. A year's wages for a man, you just think that. Compute it today in your own culture, in your own society. Think what a man could earn in a year. And the money given to the poor, well, she spent that. She broke the neck of this flask and poured the ointment or the oil, whatever it was, upon Christ. It was pure spikenard. Verse 3. A woman came in with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. The flask itself was made of alabaster. It was a highly fragrant ointment in a special jar. And she broke it all. And as the disciples said, to what purpose was this? And the word they used was this waste. But she asked nobody's opinion. She didn't get any say-so. She simply wasted, if that's the word. She used the ointment for its purpose. And she spent it. She spent it for Christ. She spent it on Christ. And she spent it all for Christ. She held nothing back. Perhaps she'd always intended it, I don't know, for Christ. But maybe it was a family thing, and she kept it for the family. But she saw that this sacrifice was called for. How she saw that, why she saw it, I don't know the background to it. We just know her actions. Verse 7 of John chapter 12 implies very strongly, if this refers to it, and I think it does, that she kept it for Christ. But she decided to spend it on Christ, and at this time. You remember, as I've pointed out already, the other women who wanted to anoint Christ were too late. Yes, Joseph did anoint him temporarily before put him in the cave, in the burial ground. But the real anointment for Christ's burial was done by this obscure, unknown woman. You know, I don't know if she knew what she was doing. You remember Peter at the Transfiguration was speaking, and it's recorded that he didn't know what he was saying. He didn't understand the full meaning of it. But she certainly gave what she could. She gave her all. Others would nitpick, others would look for detail, others would make fine points. She was utterly devoted to Christ. Well, I need to hear this, my friend. I need to act upon it myself. This woman is speaking to me. She's challenging me. I can sing, "My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine." But this woman demonstrated it. Wesley can say, "When shall I find my willing heart all taken up with thee? I thirst, I faint, I die to prove the greatness of redeeming love, the love of Christ to me. Oh, that my heart could ever be given up to Christ." That is his prayer, that is his thought. Well, yes, I sing these hymns, but this woman will arise in the judgment. And she says, my heart was full. The ointment jar was full. But I spent it all on Christ.